Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
LeBron James, who came into the league, I would say it's fair to say with more pressure than any athlete who ever came into any league, at least in this country. I don't know about soccer, but and somehow exceeded expectations, is now the all-time points leader in the NBA, scoring leader in the NBA.
Golf clap, Key. Golf clap.
And he has said in the past he doesn't even really think of himself as a scorer, and he just broke Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, guys, last night. Third quarter. Jay on a fadeaway. I thought maybe he was going to do it on a little
on
hook.
On a hook shot?
Yeah.
So last night I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm saying, all right, Kareem broke the record, and Kareem has a signature shot, right? The hook shot. So you thought LeBron was going to do it. Actually, LeBron broke the record with his own signature shot. Since coming into the league in 2003-2004, he's had the second most fadeaway jump shots other than Dirk. So he did it with his own signature shot in a signature moment of a game where his team needed every single point to keep themselves in the ballgame.
Wait, he has more fadeaway jump shots than anyone in the history of the league other than Dirk?
Other than Dirk, right. since coming into the league.
And that's his shot, just like Kareem did his shot. LeBron, everyone's thinking maybe it'll be a hook, kind of pay homage, but he did his thing.
Did it his way, Key.
Yeah, I thought it would be a hook tomorrow night, or Thursday night.
When you had tickets to the game?
I still have tickets to the game. If you want to go, Jack, I can give them to you. I mean,
you ain't going. There ain't no way you going.
The price, not a chance. I told my son and everybody last night. I said, man, y'all go ahead, and everybody's like, you know, texting and saying whatever as he's getting closer to the record. I'm like, yeah, y'all go ahead and handle this because I won't be going. But it's great to see LeBron James. It's just good to see history like this. I mean, you know, you obviously never thought anybody would get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record, especially when, you know, Michael Jordan, people that scored a lot of points, Kobe and all those guys were so far behind at their retirement that you look up and now all of a sudden you see one of the greatest players in the history of basketball do this. And not only from a point scoring standpoint, but when you look at the overall game, the assist, you talked about the fadeaway, the championships, multiple MVPs at the league level as well as the championship level MVP. I mean, you just witness, I guess you could call it greatness, right? I mean, what else, what other word do you look for? And when you're trying to, you know, summarize what this moment was, I mean, it was a star-studded event, right? It was everybody in Hollywood out to, you know, say and look at greatness and thank LeBron James for giving us these moments.
Yeah, I mean, look, in the modern NBA history, that record has been held by three men when we just showed the graphic. And by modern NBA, you want to say shot clock, what was that, the mid-50s, 1954? You're really talking about the absorption of the ABA teams because that's the advent of the three-point shot and all that. And there was Wilt Chamberlain, whose career, you know, went from the mid-60s, we just have it up, through 1984. I didn't realize Wilt Chamberlain played in 1984. Yeah. I have no recollection of Wilt Chamberlain as an active player.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember ever having watched him play.
No, in 1984, you probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, but Max, I would have because he was such a big deal, but for whatever
that's
reason.
That's crazy. You're like 22 in 1984.
I know, but for some reason.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're, yeah. Kareem Max is probably about 22.
Oh, no, that's the problem because he didn't play in 1984. I'm an idiot. He said 1984 is when the record
really
fell.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So he held the record from 1966. I'm a total idiot. That just threw me. From 1966 until 1984. And then Kareem from 84 to 2003, and then LeBron James now. Every, 20 to 40 years, someone breaks this record. It's a big deal. The only three names in the modern era, really, are Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and LeBron James.
Well, LeBron is not just going to break it. I mean, he's going to shatter it.
Yeah.
He probably has another two, 3 years left. Key, he may end up with 41.
I was just about to ask you that.
41,000 when it's all said and done.
I was just about to ask you that.
You don't know, my whole world just turned upside down when I thought, wait, he played it.
So it's a wrap, then, Jay.
How did I never see it?
So it's a wrap. It'll never be touched.
I don't know if it'll never be touched. I mean, inevitably, records are meant to be broken. And I will say with the pace of the game, how much it's increased in the volume of possessions.
But aren't they talking about reducing the amount of games?
Yeah, that could be true. They could. I mean, it's a conversation. We'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know. Records are always meant to be broken.
But, oh, no question. But I
mean,
geez.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's going to play for another at least
5 years.
You say five? I say another three.
I say five. The reason I say five, what, he got two left on this deal?
You got two left on, well, yeah, two.
Two or three left. I don't remember. It's either two or three left on this current NBA deal. Then you got to factor in.
Play with Bronny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why he's going to play with his son? Why'd you make that face?
Because I wasn't thinking about his son. I'm like, I was just thinking about him at this moment. I was just going to say, then he's going to probably get 2 to 3 kick it years just because, and when I mean kick it years, be able to be the leader on the team. Score 20 points a game, chill, that sort of thing, where you got 1 foot in, 1 foot out just because I can.
That's the crazy thing about LeBron, Jay, is Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar spent several years at the end not really themselves.
Kicking it.
Jordan
I call it kicking it.
A couple years at the end. That's not really Michael Jordan. That's not really Kareem.
This is LeBron James.
LeBron is still, he may not be exactly, but that's still LeBron James playing. After all these years.
But 3 years from now, if we see it, the same thing we saw today, 3 years from now, I mean, last night, 3 years from now, something's wrong.
Something's already wrong, by the way. Something's already wrong. This dude,
the Martians or wherever, the aliens, whatever came in the middle of the night and put something over him and something.
So at 38, he's averaging 30 plus points per game, and his game is going to evolve. The more his jump shot's going to get better. So you can't tell me you can't use him as a pick-and-pop kind of guy as he gets older when he doesn't have the same athletic ability.
But the question is like Brady, right? Brady could still play in the NFL, but not
– Is Brady the GOAT to you?
In the NFL? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because his peak was – eventually his peak was as good as anyone's who came before him eventually, and he did it twice as long.
Huh. So you
– And his record – and mainly – and let's be honest, mainly his record in the playoffs.
Jay.
I can't help myself. Jay. I can't help myself.
Do it.
He's 7-3 in the playoffs, right?
Don't do it.
Super Bowl 7-3.
Okay. Don't, but you Jay, don't, why you got to do this?
You don't say Joe Montana is
it's
the greatest?
It's too early.
I think that's the guy he passed. He has three more Super Bowl championships.
So you reward Montana. You reward endurance. That,
but you don't reward championships.
No, I can't because, Key, I'm going to die on the hill today.
You will die,
because it cemented
but
it.
Trust me, you
it
will
cemented
die. I'm a sharpshooter.
So you just
Leave
said.
Leave Max
said,
alone.
He just said with Mike.
We have almost 4 hours to attack him.
I can't help it. He just said with Tom Brady that he rewards endurance because he did it.
No, you said I reward endurance. I didn't use the word endurance.
Actually, go back and play. You say he played twice as long.
Yes, but I didn't say endurance.
What is that?
Not just that he played twice as long. Jay.
Stop. Yeah. I'm not talking about change. You just said he played twice as long.
His peak was as high
that
as
That was one of
ever.
The attributes. That was
right.
one
but
variable.
LeBron's peak was not as high as Jordan's
That was
peak.
One of the variables. Yeah. But you also said he played twice as long. So you rewarded the endurance for Tom Brady. I can't finish my point if you keep interrupting me, Max.
Oh, God. This is a rewind from yesterday. Producers, please step in.
You reward endurance on one end. With Tom Brady, but then you use it as a detractor for LeBron on the other end. Even though at 38, you don't allow that to elevate LeBron in the conversation, but you use it as a variable to elevate Tom Brady.
That's not true. Okay, can I address that?
I didn't even get a chance to make my
point.
But you know what?
Put the
shot clock on Max. Go ahead.
No, go
ahead.
I think you just made your point. I think you're saying that I'm giving LeBron credit for something, or Brady credit for something I'm not giving LeBron. Is there another point? Please make it.
No, go ahead. Please counter that point, then we can go point by point.
That's a very easy point to counter.
These guys hijacked the show
around.
For me.
I'm not switching things
Interesting.
Around.
Number one, LeBron James has longevity as Tom Brady does. It's roughly equivalent given their sports. They're both incredible, right? Tom Brady and LeBron James, like Tom Brady, has hit a peak basically as high as anyone's and sustained it for twice as long.
Yes.
If Brady had done that, but his record was 3-7 in the Super Bowl, he wouldn't have passed Joe Montana. Record is 7-3 in the Super Bowl, and you must reward the wins.
Okay, so let's go through who those wins were against. So 4-6 for LeBron in NBA Finals. Three losses came to the Warriors. Two of the Warriors were maybe the greatest team we've ever seen in a game of basketball.
Two.
Kevin Durant, Steph Curry,
Klay Thompson. Yes, for sure. Was the one. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Two of those.
Okay,
two.
For sure.
The other one were against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. I hear the knock on the Miami game. But let's talk about some of the teams that LeBron dragged to the NBA Finals that you use as a detractor for him in the greatest of all time conversation. Can you tell me who was on the 2007 roster, starting five for his roster for the Cleveland Cavs? Drew Gooden, Ilgauskas, Larry Hughes, and Eric Snow and LeBron.
Yep.
Okay?
Not the strongest conference either, but he did get there, yep. But you're using his teammates, also using the conference. Go ahead.
2015, who was on the starting lineup? Because Kyrie wasn't playing.
Y'all don't need to put me in a three box, man. I'll sit out
the second best guy in
this whole
No. Timothy Mozgov was their second leading scorer.
Who?
Yeah, Mozgov. Dellavedova, Tristan Thompson.
I've made this argument many times. I agree with this argument.
And Shumpert. So, you're using the teams that he dragged to get there. What's the hardest race out of all races, Max? The marathon, right? Because we reward endurance. So this dude at 38, you want to name a race harder than the marathon, Max?
But difficulty in terms of endurance doesn't necessarily mean you're the greatest track and star guy ever because you've won the marathon, Jay. You keep changing the denominator, right, and making it look the same, but it's not exactly the same.
We got to go to break, but we'll keep talking about this.
So
I can't help it anyway. We're going.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
I'm swinging at it, Key, today, all day long.
It's really a bad idea.
I don't care what you say. Max isn't going to cut me off today.
Jay,
today's my day.
You're swinging at
me. And I'm owning it, Key.
You're swinging at Mayweather, Jay. It doesn't work out well.
All right.
Mayweather.
I'll be Muhammad Ali.
Mayweather got $1 million.
I'm Muhammad Ali. Go ahead.
It doesn't work out well.
Yes, yeah, it doesn't for you.
What is LeBron's greatest achievement? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. What is LeBron James's greatest achievement? Is it the 4 rings? I'm trying to think of what's more between 4 and 6. I didn't major in math, but is it the all-time scoring record? Not scoring average, but scoring record, the compiling points
top
record.
Top 3 in scoring average.
You know what I hate? What Jay has done to me, Key? This is what Jay has done to me. This is something that I talk about sometimes on the radio. If you want to torture your sports enemy, and by sports enemy, I mean your dad, your brother, your best friend, your coworker, the person you watch sports with.
I can't believe you're giving this away for free.
I'm giving it away. This is who you watch sports with. They become your sports enemy because it doesn't matter if you all root for the same team, the whole thing. You will find something to disagree about. You like this player, he likes that one, whatever it is. If you really want to torture them, you take a player on your favorite team, like let's say back in the day a Clippers fan sees Blake Griffin. Oh, my God, he's incredible, right? And you tell your sports enemy, your dad, whoever it is, your sister, it doesn't matter who it is, you go, you know, Blake Griffin's already the best power forward I've ever seen. Then, of course, they're going to be like, no, stop, wait a minute. He's good. He has a chance to be really good. But, yeah, he's averaging 22 points and 10 points. He's not even in the top 10. Now you've just turned them against Blake Griffin because you went overboard, right? Now the rest of his career, as you guys are watching games, inside, they're rooting against Blake Griffin. They can't even enjoy. Then when it's all over, they go, damn, I couldn't have even enjoyed his career because this dude turned me against him. That's what Jay is trying to do with me, with LeBron James. It's not going
to
work.
Trying to do anything.
It's not going to work.
It's pretty much a done deal.
I'm a big LeBron James fan. It's not going to work.
It doesn't sound like
you're
a fan.
But his greatest accomplishment to me was winning that championship in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Where he's down 3-1. That one?
Excuse me?
Down 3-1.
I'm not even talking. I'm just, 3-1, but winning it, period. Just being able to give the city something that they never had before and something that they haven't gotten since, right? Now, they're a good basketball team right now, but they just, it's not the same. You think about how he left and went to Miami and all the backlash and the burning of the jerseys and the owner talking, you know, smack, and then the owner having to basically, you know, kiss LeBron's you-know-what. At the end of the day, I mean, that's like the greatest. Yeah. That's the greatest thing to me.
I would probably keep on the court. I would say being down 3-1, coming back to Cleveland, giving them their first NBA championship in the history of the franchise for sure. I think, frankly, for me, I always thought Michael Jordan was the pinnacle of where you were reaching the top of your game on the court, and then building the business of Michael Jordan off the court. And what I've seen LeBron James do is take that same blueprint and raise it by a stake or two, right? Like what he's doing, becoming a part owner of the Boston Red Sox, Liverpool, all these teams. He's going to be a part owner of an NBA franchise.
While it's speaking inevitable. Truth to power the whole time.
While building the I Promise School, while standing up for, you know, being an activist essentially in a way, and not being an easy road to navigate in real time, but while still competing at the highest level, even during, I would probably say this, Key, all the stuff that happened in our country during the pandemic and in the bubble. And even though some people will say, well, it's easier to win when you're in the bubble, and that's going to be an asterisk. I still think the pressure that was on LeBron James in those moments to stand up for things bigger happening in this country, to win while all the eyes were on him in the bubble, is probably, to me, his greatest accomplishment.
First of all, everyone played in the bubble, not just LeBron.
But
right?
people use it as an asterisk. Well, you're not traveling.
I want to say what I think.
Because
LeBron's
that's what people
greatest,
say.
I think LeBron's greatest achievement is, because I think on the court, you guys are absolutely right. It's the 2016 finals. The team had won 73 games he was playing against. The year before, he didn't have Kyrie or Kevin Love. Took him 6 games. That's one of his greatest achievements. But that team, 73 wins, to be down 3-1, to goad Draymond into that suspension, that's part of it, right? You got to test the other players, see if they can keep emotionally calm. He couldn't. Got Draymond out of there. And then, by the way, even to ice the game with a free throw at the end, which he'd been criticized for after he hurt his hand right on the previous play. The fact that they beat a 73-win team, down 3-1, on the road, was his greatest on-court achievement. But overall, what you guys are identifying, and I agree with, he has been under a microscope for 20-plus years since he was in high school. He's a 1 in 7 billion athlete because he's the greatest athlete on earth. But in addition to that, he's a 1 in 1 billion person, because how many people, given the microscope he's been under this whole time, for 20-plus years, since they were a teenager, would not only never step in it, as you said, Jay, like building up his brand and everything, but also speak truth to power in pivotal kind of socio-political moments of our country's history, and still not step in it, right? Like he's been at the forefront of things for 20-plus years. When I was 18... I've stepped in it 20 times. I haven't been under the microscope like Ron. Everyone has. Since you're 18 years old, where does he get the maturity, the emotional maturity, to do what he's done is beyond me. He's a 1 in 7 billion athlete. He's a 1 in 1 billion person, too. It's unbelievable.
I remember when it was original Key, like when he was coming out, he had the back tattoo of the Chosen One, right? People were like, oh, this guy calling himself the Chosen One. And you're like, but he really is, though. Yeah. He really is, and he believed it.
Yeah, he was like, the chosen one.
Power to words,
come on, man.
Power to words on stuff like that.
He was
like,
the choosing one, because he had to choose to take those gifts and hone it to this. He had to make choices all along the way. So I get it. He feels like touched. He's transcendent. I get it. But guys have talent, maybe not LeBron talent, but a lot of talent, and never turn out like
that. But that's guys like MJ, guys like Kobe, guys like Kareem, some of the guys who are the greatest to ever play the game. They all believed that they were him. They believed that they were the one. And that has been the difference between a lot of players and those upper echelon type of players.
Kornheiser and Wilbon on PTI discussed his greatest achievement. Here's, listen.
I think winning in Cleveland is sort of cool. It's just sort of charming. And there's a fairy tale element to it. And I was talking to LeBron yesterday, and I know what that championship means to him. He grew up there, and he knows what it means to the people that he grew up with.
The crowning achievement is probably that he has won championships with three different franchises. I don't know that anybody else has done that. It's meaningful how the decision plays into that. Is that sort of really created free agency in a way that we had never seen it before, and putting together super teams and gave players rights and power that they'd never had.
See, I agree more with Michael than I do with Tony. Because there's been players in sports that have won championships with other franchises. I don't know that there's been a player in a sport that has won a championship and been the guy in his own hometown. I mean, I know Byron Scott did it here with the Lakers, but Byron Scott was not the main ingredient.
Yep.
He was a piece of the puzzle, but not the main ingredient. I don't know that there's been another player in sports that has done that what LeBron's done.
And that drafted into a league by a dysfunctional franchise that couldn't get out of their own way, that couldn't win. At first, he got them as close as he got them to the championship, but couldn't win it because he had nothing with him.
And he was a kid, too.
And he was a kid. Then he took matters into his own hands. We're like, wait, you're not going to do it for me? Empowered himself, made a team in Miami, won a couple championships, and then came back to Cleveland when they had gotten the message, oh, we get it now. We got to get him something, right?
And we get it.
Yeah, we understand it wasn't us. It was him. And came back to Cleveland and won a championship. But that never would have happened had he not left, because they weren't going to do it for him. So all these athletes born into bad situations where they are, well, it's just the way it was. He did not accept that fate. Coming up, LeBron's the all-time scoring leader. But is he the greatest scorer?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
So I am going to give my top five scorers of all time. Now, in honor of LeBron breaking the all-time points record, First, do you want to hear J.J. Redick on the old man in the three?
We'd love to.
Calling LeBron the greatest scorer ever?
We'd love to, because that's what I said yesterday.
Here it is.
So he's essentially one of the three greatest all-time scorers by scoring average. By scoring average.
Yep.
This is not just a longevity thing. Better career shooting percentage from two than Kevin Durant. Better than Jordan. Ninth all-time in threes. On top of that, he's fourth all-time in assists. The constant narrative about nitpicking things with LeBron, most of them are just not factual. LeBron James, is he an all-time great scorer? No, he is the all-time greatest scorer.
J.J. Redick's a smart guy and an experienced NBA player. And he's right about his larger point about nitpicking is absolutely right on LeBron. But then he's wrong on certain things. And I will, I'll clear him up right here. It's not that hard. LeBron James is certainly among the greatest scorers of all time. The question is, is he the greatest? Let me start by saying he has more points scored than anyone ever. Let me ask you this, Jay. If I said who led the league in scoring in a given year, are you going to point total or scoring average? Key, are you going to point total or scoring average?
I'm probably average.
Who led the league in scoring in a given year?
It all depends on the average. All depends on how many games one played.
Assuming somebody they play a full season, more or less. Key. Assuming they qualify for the scoring title.
This list is just disrespectful.
Every time we say who leads the league in scoring, we are 100% of the times talking about scoring average. Okay, that's the first thing.
Poop, so, yeah, but the average doesn't.
And
really,
LeBron is among the greatest scorers.
JJ
points out he's top three scoring average, so he's among the greatest scorers. The question is, where does he rank? Okay, at number five all time.
Number five.
Kobe Bryant, whose analytics will never look as good as the player he actually was because he played in a transitional era as the game was becoming more efficient and was among the greatest ISO players ever, right? But Kobe could score from anywhere on the court against anyone at any time. LeBron James, most of his, the reason his field goal percentage is higher than Kobe's is because his shots are coming within 3 feet of the basket. When you move him away from, and those opportunities are harder to come by. So, of course, he can get them more. He's bigger and stronger. But he can't do it as often, which is why he's not going to average. Usually, he's not going to lead the league in points as much as Kobe Bryant, who could score from anywhere. Once you move LeBron more than 3 feet from the basket, his field goal percentage is always under 40%. Always. Not the case with Kobe Bryant. Okay, he's the fifth greatest scorer. I think people who saw Kobe would agree he's one of the greatest five scorers of all time. At number four.
Number four.
A contemporary of LeBron's, who I once had a big argument with Stephen A. on this on First Take. I said, as an offensive player overall, LeBron's better than KD. Because I think people conflate offensive player with scoring. But it's more than just scoring. And LeBron, as an offensive player, is stupid great. But as a pure scorer, KD, come on. They were contemporaries. No one in this era considered LeBron a greater scorer than Kevin Durant, who, like Kobe, could score from anywhere against anyone at any time. At number three.
Number three.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had the single most unstoppable shot in the history of basketball, which is why he was a scoring champion in terms of total points scored until LeBron just took his record. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in his day, was considered the best scorer in the league, as KD was, as Kobe was. By the way, Kobe and KD led the league multiple times in scoring. I believe Kareem only led the league once, but finished very high every single year. At number two.
Number two.
Wilt Chamberlain, who has the second highest scoring average ever and led the league in scoring more than half a dozen times. I want to say off the top of my head it was seven times. But Wilt Chamberlain, I know it was unfair. He's playing against little guys. He's doing it. But it did make him more effective in his day, right? It'd be like an eight-footer right now who's also faster and stronger than everyone else. And that's why, it was ridiculous. And at number one. It's an uncontroversial pick. Michael Jordan has the highest scoring average, in spite of the fact that he's not Wilt 7 feet playing with 6 feet guys. He's a shooting guard. In an era where there were dominant big men, by the way, Michael Jordan not only led the league in scoring, which is what we mean when you say scoring champ, 10 times, but like, and was he doing it efficiently? I don't know. He also led the league in PER more than anyone ever, right? Including LeBron. So he's doing it more efficiently. And even when you look at his three-point shooting, which was average for his era, because no one took the three, you know, he took two threes a game, something like that. The average team shot fewer than 10 threes a game. It was not a big part of the game. He was average in his era. It's a huge part of the game now. LeBron is almost average for his era. He's about average, maybe a tick below. But in his era, Jordan was a better three-point shooter compared to the league than LeBron is today, although it was not a big part of the game. And otherwise, Michael Jordan's offense was flawless. There was nothing like he was.
What was Michael Jordan's?
Wait, Jay. Let me ask. I want to just ask Max a question.
All right, LeBron's is 34 for.
Yeah, but it's 34 in a league that's shooting 35 or 6, and Michael's was 33 in a league that was shooting 33 or 2, and they weren't taking very many
of them, which is why it wasn't that high. Say that again.
So you say that Kobe Bryant can score against anybody, anywhere, anytime, all that, right? But LeBron cannot. Okay.
Scoring. I think you said he can score than LeBron. You said that
Kobe Bryant can score against anybody, anywhere, any day, whatever.
Yep.
But LeBron cannot. LeBron scores most or close to the basket, not away from the basket. His percentage drops as he goes further from the basket. Efficiency. Got it. But Will Chamberlain is number two, and he's underneath the basket. I'm only saying what you said. No doubt.
Because one guy
is a giant and the other people are small. So therefore his 35,000 points or whatever, you know, the points including the playoffs of his career was underneath the basket. That's what you said.
Okay, can I address the
ago.
Point? I'm going to let you right now.
Okay. I just want to know how you come up with that. That's
okay.
all.
This is how. LeBron is opportunistic. When it's there, he'll take it. And maybe if you thought more about scoring and less about winning, he'd be an even greater scorer. I'm not denying he could have been an even greater scorer. Wilt Chamberlain's size allowed him to take that shot close to the basket basically whenever he wanted. LeBron, though he can get there a lot, it's hard to get to the basket, right? That's why otherwise everyone just goes straight to the basket. So Chamberlain's size made that shot closer to the basket more available to him more of the time than it is for LeBron.
I'm going to let him keep going.
Say that again, slowly.
Wilt Chamberlain's size.
I am so lost on you.
Really?
Yes.
Wilt Chamberlain's size allowed him, gave him more opportunities to score close to the basket than LeBron James. Therefore, even though LeBron is highly efficient close to the basket, harder for him to get there than for Wilt.
So Wilt,
right,
I just asked the question, making him a better scorer.
Jay, you want to chime in on this?
I'm so confused.
The ease with which you can score makes you a better scorer. The question is, how often can you do it? And it's easier for a guy with Wilt's size to get that easy shot than it is for a guy LeBron's size, especially in Wilt's era where he's playing against smaller guys.
So why is Wilt number two if it's easier for him?
Why are you discrediting LeBron?
Max.
That makes no sense. You just talked yourself out of your point.
No, we have to go to break.
We'll talk about this when we come back. But you keep talking yourself in circles.
It's ridiculous.
No, actually, it's not.
I just cross-examined him and he got himself in trouble. This can't be this easy.
All right, look, coming up, see how easy it is for me to get this shot? Just easy to score on YouTube. Making me the greatest scorer. All right, coming up.
I can only imagine.
No, we're going to talk about this coming up.
Coming up, I want to talk about the difference between better and greater. That'll simplify some things for everybody. Pearls before swine. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
My top five scorers of all time. At number five all time, Kobe Bryant. At number four, Kevin Durant. At number three, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. At number two, Wilt Chamberlain. And at number one, an uncontroversial pick, Michael Jordan. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance, where when we left off, you guys were saying, if I'm saying it was easier for Wilt Chamberlain because the easier shot close to the basket was available to him more whenever he wanted it because of his size.
Which makes it easier for him to score.
But the easier it is for you to score, the better scorer you are. That's the point.
But it's also against your contemporaries.
Yes.
Right? I didn't see Kareem playing against a lot of seven-footers.
No, Kareem did.
As opposed to Kareem,
when he was an old man, played in a league with Hakeem and Ewing and David Robinson, was better than those guys early on.
As an old man, but there was nowhere close to the size and the frame.
But he was still better than them when he was old and they were young. Like Kareem, leave Kareem alone.
I'm not saying Kareem. Yeah. Kareem is
no Cap. Cap played in the middle of his career.
And you're Wilt on your list, right?
Yeah.
The middle of the career, Cap. He played a lot of footers.
Yeah.
So it was more. No, I was thinking Wilt. Sorry, more. It was more Wilt. Run out of time. So, but Wilt's on your list, right?
Yep.
He's number two, Jay.
Yeah, Wilt.
So, but it was easier for Wilt.
It was. He played in an easier era to score.
So, but it was harder for LeBron. So then that's how you use it against LeBron, but you elevate Wilt.
No. What I would say is this. There's a difference between better and greater. Better is an absolute term. Who can do more? Who can do this better than the other guy?
We were talking about
greater,
easier and
in that case, every era produces better and better players. Greater is more useful. Because they didn't play in this era, they played in that era. The skills weren't as advanced. They didn't work on the same kind of things. They worked on those kind of things. So you see how you did against your contemporaries, where you ranked among them, right? Now, it's a valid point. You must discount Wilt a little because of who he was playing against, or even if you want to say discount him a lot. But, Jay, in that era, which was easier than LeBron's, he led the league in scoring, I think, seven times.
I agree with that.
So you can't discount it to nothing.
No, but I can discount it overall compared to where the skill set of the game ultimately is in today's game, since I think today's game is exponentially harder than what the game was, and the modern athlete is drastically different than what it was back then. So I appreciate it, but I discount it because I look at it differently as opposed to its contemporaries.
I think that's a valid argument if you want to knock Wilt down. I wouldn't knock – I think taking that into consideration, maybe I don't consider it as much as you, I knock Wilt – Wilt's not the greatest scorer
every second. If a dude is 7 feet tall and playing against a bunch of five-footers and standing at the rim, all he got to do is put the ball in, Max. It's so much easier.
No question.
Okay, you said that LeBron James – in comparing him to Kobe Bryant, that LeBron James' shots are closer to the basket when most of his contemporaries are his size, height-wise, maybe not strength, but most of his contemporaries are, 6'6 and above when you get into the paint. But he's able to still muscle his way into the paint and still score and put himself in position. So you knock him down for that.
That's why. No, I don't.
But you don't knock Wilt down.
No, I don't knock him down.
And I, no, and you I, don't now that me and Jay has
no,
raised
P, you're this. misunderstanding the point fundamentally.
How can I be misunderstanding what you said?
I'll explain it to you.
You just explained it.
Key, LeBron doesn't have that shot as available to him as Wilt did. I'm not saying because it's easier for LeBron, it counts less. It would count more, but he can't get to the paint as easily as Wilt could in his era. Meaning, because if LeBron's field goal percentage is so high because he within 3 feet of the basket, forget it, and he can get there a lot, that's why he's such a great scorer, right? Kobe could hit more shots from more places more consistently, but wouldn't be able to get to the paint as consistently as a guy who's 6'8" and 260 pounds. But the 6'8", 260 can't get to the paint as much as the 7'1", 280 who played in an era of smaller people. But that makes Wilt a greater scorer in his time. It's like Wembanyama, 7'6". It's going to help him. If Wilt was playing today, you'd have to think about an 8-foot play.
I just want to let you know that LeBron James is more efficient from 2-point shooting percentage and 3-point shooting percentage than Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
If you take them away from more than 3 or 5 feet from the basket, I'd like to look at those numbers. Because
3-point shooting percentage is away from the basket.
Well, the three, because they didn't really shoot it.
Kobe's shooting threes?
Kobe shot threes? What are you talking about?
He shot threes, but he didn't shoot 10 threes a game, 8 threes a game.
LeBron didn't start doing that until the later part of his career. Kobe started doing it, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you want to get LeBron is more recent, obviously, than Kobe.
But LeBron, at the end of his career.
Kobe shot a lot more threes at the end of his career.
Absolutely, 100%.
A lot more threes. Same with LeBron
less of his career was spent with the three than LeBron. How could you even argue that?
Less of his career was spent
with the three. No, it was not.
LeBron could barely shoot.
LeBron James' three-point attempts have been
he's 34%,
close to five.
Kobe's 31.
Since 2016. Even before that, 14, 15, 4.5 attempts. Even before that, 07, 08,
he shot
5 a game.
And what was he shooting from the three?
He shot 5 of them a game at least for a long, long
time.
See,
I love when I see you squirming and going through stats on your phone.
I'm just looking up the numbers because you're bringing up the numbers.
But my thing
you're
is you should look at the numbers before you say it. All I'm saying to you, and that's the most valid point there is. Like, yeah. I see you looking up the numbers.
No, you're
but you made
bringing
it,
up different
hold
numbers,
on, hold
so,
on,
I'm,
hold,
so I'm looking
you,
it up.
You made an argument, and I'm telling you what the numbers are. So, like, I think we get bogged down to a lot of, like, here's what the scenarios are, but we don't have the actual facts to dictate the numbers. Like, if you're talking about ultimate skill set, the skill set of an assassin, I would agree with you that KD's skill set is one of the best that we've ever seen. His efficiency level, when it's all said and done, KD might be the greatest scorer of all time with Michael Jordan and LeBron James, like the ultimate skill set. But you can't knock the fact that LeBron James, scoring wise, he can give it to you in so many different ways.
He can score from anywhere on the floor.
Max, anywhere.
Even though you said he can't.
Who do you think? It's not that he can't. It's
you said it.
Of Kobe Bryant. When you move LeBron more than 3 feet from the basket for his career, he's under 40% from field goal.
He has a better 3-point percentage shooting than Kobe in his career.
Yes, he does. So with three, because he played more of his career in an era where the three was more shot than Kobe did.
So I would say that Kobe's,
and they played the same time.
Here's my thing.
A bucket is a bucket to me. Mm-hmm. So if you guard me, I don't care if I shoot a fadeaway against you. I don't care if I power your little butt underneath the basket. Sure. I'm scoring a bucket on you. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's like I say, it was how you scored it. No, I scored on you.
I agree.
I scored on you. So my thing is, at the end of the day, Kobe has more skills on the perimeter, but that doesn't mean that he's more dominant than LeBron James.
You still have to stop somebody
who's 6'9", 260.
I believe you can argue that. That's exactly what I'm saying, Jay. I don't take it away
but you're
from
talking
LeBron.
About skill set.
I'm not.
You're
I don't
not
take
about
it away.
Score.
I don't take it away from LeBron that he can get to the paint and score there. It's good. In comparison to some of the centers, it's harder for him to get to the paint than them, making their scoring more effective. Because, as you said, I'm saying it's an easier shot once you get there. Compared to Kobe, maybe it's easier for him to get there. You're arguing that should elevate him over Kobe as a scorer, or at least make it very similar. It is very similar. What I would say about LeBron's scoring, though, is when we talk about scoring, we're usually talking about scoring averages. You can also look at efficiency, obviously, but we're not just talking about total points scored. If we notice that, what did he score that year? We're not looking at the total points. We're looking at averages. Kobe led the league in scoring, I want to say, 4 times. The margin by which he led the league in scoring was astounding. If you lead the league in scoring by like 2-plus points, that's a lot traditionally. Usually it's much closer than that. Kobe not only led the league in scoring, but did it in an era where scoring was depressed. So if you ask me, I might have LeBron 6th on the list, but I would have Kobe 5. Throughout both of their careers, I watched them both, so did you. The general perception, I think, was correct, which was Kobe, pure scoring, not as an overall great player. I would give it to LeBron. Pure scoring.
Pure scoring.
I give it to Kobe over LeBron for that reason.
The skill set.
Among other things.
The skill set.
Among other things, yes.
Okay.
If LeBron wanted to score, and that was his main focus, I believe he could have been a greater scorer, but there was more to it than that. Is he the greatest scorer ever, LeBron? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.